When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. While the legacy media stays silent, Mexican cartels just made their biggest mistake yet. They pushed so far into American territory that President Trump just unleashed the most devastating military response in decades. Over 4,500 Marines and sailors are now deploying to the Caribbean with F-35 fighter jets, nuclear submarines, and guided missile destroyers. But here's the data that'll shock you and explain why this military action was absolutely inevitable. Stick with me to the very end of this video, because you're going to see the staggering numbers behind why these aren't just drug dealers anymore. They are full-blown foreign terrorist organizations controlling more American territory than most people realize. And the financial data I'm about to show you proves this was never about drugs. It was about something far more profitable and far more sinister. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you made possible. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let me give you some mind-blowing data here. These Mexican cartels generated over $13 billion in 2024 from human trafficking alone. You heard that right, $13 billion. That's up from $500 million in 2018. And that's what Biden and the Democrats did. Their open border policies created one of the most lucrative black markets on the planet. Now, to put that in perspective, $13 billion makes them larger than 64% of Fortune 500 companies. And that's just human trafficking. That don't even include their drug revenues, which the DEA estimates to be well into the multi-billions. So we're not dealing with street gangs anymore, gang. We're dealing with multinational criminal corporations with military-grade equipment, sophisticated logistics networks, and annual revenues that dwarf entire state budgets. But here's what should terrify every American. According to declassified DEA intelligence, Mexican cartels now operate in over 1,200 U.S. cities across all 50 states. That's not drug distribution. That's territorial occupation. The Sinaloa cartel alone operates in at least 75 American cities. The Gulf cartel controls operations in 37 cities. These aren't isolated drug deals. These are command and control structures operating on American soil. But territorial control was just phase one. Phase two was chemical warfare against American citizens. Fentanyl killed over 107,000 Americans in 2022. 107,000, that's twice the fatalities from the entire Vietnam War. Twice the fatalities in every single subsequent year. U.S. Customs seized over 27,000 pounds of fentanyl in 2023 alone. And when you realize that just 2 milligrams can be enough to kill you, That means that the fentanyl that we seize could have killed every man, woman, and child in America six times over. And that's just what we caught. The cartels manufacture these pills in Mexico for about 2 cents each. Then they sell them in American cities for up to $60 per pill. That's a 3,000% profit margin while they systematically poison our population. And that is why President Trump is responding with an unprecedented military deployment that promises to crush these cartels once and for all. But first, gang, I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's video, and that's Block Trust IRA over at TurleyTalksCrypto.com. Now, if you've been wanting to get into crypto investing like Bitcoin and Ethereum and Solana and the like, but you've always been turned off or intimidated by the volatility, well, meet your knight in shining armor. Block Trust IRA has a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world. That's among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data and predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. So Block Trust IRA will then sell all the highs and then they'll buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I'm a proud client of Block Trust IRA. I have my own account with them, and I absolutely love them. I could not recommend a company more. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, a truck driver, small business owner, or retiree, I mean, this is your chance to get into the crypto game with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? This is amazing. Click on the link below or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And by the way, the best part, for a limited time, they're actually offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them, just like I did. I mean, it's amazing stuff. Don't wait on this. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. On January 20th, Trump signed an executive order officially designating 8 major cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. So on day one of his presidency, Trump classified these cartels the same as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But classification was just the beginning. Last week, Trump secretly signed a military directive authorizing the Pentagon to use armed forces against these terrorist organizations, both at sea and on foreign territory. The numbers are absolutely staggering. Over 4,500 Marines from the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit, the USS Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group, F-35B fighter jets, P-8 Poseidon spy planes, nuclear attack submarines, and guided missile destroyers. Here's what makes this different from every previous anti-drug operation. We already have all the intelligence. U.S. drones have been conducting surveillance over Mexico for months now. We know exactly where every major cartel leader lives, trains, and operates. This is not a search mission. It's a target acquisition. Military officials are already drawing up strike plans based on real-time intelligence. When Trump gives the order, these operations won't take months or years. Just like what we saw in Iran, it'll be over in literally hours. Now, this is not just an issue of national security here. There's an economic reality to all this, a significant one. Eliminating these cartels would save America hundreds of billions of dollars annually. I mean, more than that. The opioid crisis alone costs our economy over $1 trillion per year in healthcare, lost productivity, and criminal justice expenses. Human trafficking generates $13 billion for the cartels, but costs American taxpayers over $150 billion in social services, law enforcement, and emergency health care for smuggled migrants. So we're literally We're literally funding our own invasion through the welfare system. Meanwhile, cartels are now stealing Mexico's state-owned oil and selling it on the black market. They're conducting illegal mining operations. I mean, they're not just drug dealers anymore. They're literally a parallel government that's destabilizing both our countries. And this brings us, I believe, to the final calculation that makes military action against these cartels inevitable. Cartels now pose a greater threat to American sovereignty than most nation states do. They control more territory inside the United States than some foreign countries, including China. They kill more Americans annually than most wars. They generate more revenue than most national economies. I mean, at what point does a criminal organization become an invading army? Well, for President Trump, the answer is simple. $13 billion in annual revenue, presence in over 1,200 American cities, and over 107,000 dead Americans per year. That's it. That's it. You are now officially an invading enemy. What's so key to get here is that our U.S. Marines are being deployed not to fight a drug war. They're being deployed to fight an invasion that's been going on for decades while politicians look the other way. The question isn't whether military action against cartels is justified. I mean, hopefully the data I showed you throughout this video makes that undeniable. The question is whether we'll finally treat this invasion like the national security threat it's always been. President Trump has left no doubt. So what do you think? Should these cartel territories on American soil be treated as enemy occupation zones? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic. Just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.